Welcome back to a new episode of the Past Lives podcast. I'm very happy to welcome you back to season 2 of our series in which we are elaborating theoretical aspects of the human life. After in season 1, I conducted several interviews with people who experienced past life recollections and shared what they have been through with us. If you're curious about how the direct interviews went, please check the previous episodes from season 1. In the interview I conducted with Rafaela, she highlighted a very important idea. She stated the fact that forgiveness gave her freedom. At the end of that episode, I briefly talked about the importance of forgiveness, but today we will elaborate in detail on that. First, let's listen again to the excerpt of the interview with Rafaela in which she's explaining her view on forgiveness. It's really good that you mentioned this because my next question would be if you could draw for us the parallels between what you found out in that life and your current life. So could you tell us a bit more about the answers related to the connections that you've seen in this life and or this current life?
I can try. The most important thing was that I had a really hard time accepting the situation. I had so many answers. I felt betrayed
in my
current life. Yes, I felt lonely and I felt betrayed and I felt how do you call this? I felt that a big injustice has been made to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it was very hard for me to actually cope with that and you know move on with my life.
I see.
So when I had the opportunity to experience this technique and see a different perspective, see that everything has a cause. There's a causality. I don't know.
Yeah,
that
word. Causality, yeah.
Yes, it actually exists. And that, of course, nothing happens in vain. Everything has a starting point and everything has an ending point, and there's so many, you know, comas in between. I think after the experience, I had so much, I felt really grateful that I was able to see this other side of truth. And I felt so much love towards him because it gave me clear answers. I was able to make this leap from the victim to the aggressor.
Okay.
Because
you had this change of perspective.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. I felt as a victim. I felt that I was the one wounded and I was he was, you know, the terrorist.
Right, in the current life. And then remembering the other life you saw, maybe you're not that innocent after all in that life.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And after I felt you know, the emotional torture that I've put him through. Imagine, in those days, you had nothing but, you know, the people you were living with and just the wilderness and the nature. We would have our backs all the time. We would be protecting each other and providing, you know, for the family, for the tribe. We were best pals. We would be together day and night. And then when he found out, when he caught us, I remember that no words were spoken, my head cut off.
Just like that.
Just like that, and that's where it ended.
That must have been really horrible to experience that.
Coming back to the parallel, I did feel that, you know, all the pain that he put me through made sense now.
Yeah, when you saw the big picture now.
Yeah.
The big picture, which transcended then for you the time and the space.
Yes.
Actually, I also heard that this type of therapies have also good benefits on the health perspective. Did you notice any changes in that?
On emotional and mental health, definitely. I don't remember if there was any effects on my physical health. But I do remember that I was able to forgive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
that's a very important step. Yeah,
forgiveness gave me freedom.
Mm-hmm.
It gave me emotional freedom. It gave me the courage to look back into my past and, you know, revise mm-hmm. my own fault.
Mm-hmm.
And it gave me the courage to reach out to him and to say, hey, you know, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That's
really powerful that, and courageous that yes, you were able
and
to do that.
To express my mm-hmm. profound love for him as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did realize that... coming back to that, we did break up for like over a year or two. And I remember that I kept
mm-hmm.
feeling that there's this intense connection between us, which was toxic. It wouldn't let me breathe. It wouldn't mm-hmm. let me, you know, mind my own life. And I kept feeling so much rage against him.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that was the only moment after the therapy when I was able to release.
Mm-hmm. After such a long time.
Yes, I was able to release all the rage and the sadness and the questions. And forgiveness did heal my heart. So mm-hmm. I guess...
That's a really wonderful consequence of this method. Yes,
I guess that would be a very clear effect mm-hmm. upon my health.
Now, elaborating on that, by using the teachings from the master's book that teaches the Pratiloma method, let's discuss in detail about the importance of forgiveness and how that can influence our life and our relations with others. Most people don't accept the idea of forgiveness, fearing that forgiveness means they have to overlook what happened. But in fact, the fear comes from the mistaken thought that forgiveness might have an encouraging effect on the perpetrator, and he would be like that again, and then the victim would be exposed to further suffering, in case the perpetrator would repeat his acts. Others argue that if they were able to forget the harm done to them, they might also forgive. Of course, this is by default so, because if the suffering has been forgotten, there is no need for forgiveness. Sincere forgiveness is the indisputable proof of a noble soul. This is how Joanna Nord, a British philosopher, defines the essence of forgiveness. Then we can speak of forgiveness when we have been the victim of an injustice, and yet, without denying our right to grieve, we are able to move beyond resentment and make amends towards the one who has wronged us. And we can do this with compassion, kindness, and love. Even if we truly forgive, we remain aware that the one who has caused us pain does not necessarily have the right to receive such a soulful gift. This was a quote from the book Wrongdoing and Forgiveness, published in 1987 by Joanna Nord. Once the soul has been rebalanced with the help of forgiveness, the person can free himself from the emotional shackles, creating so much unnecessary suffering. In the spiritual life, the exercise of forgiveness plays a decisive role, since, according to spiritual teachings, the first beneficiary of forgiveness is the forgiver himself. By freeing others, he frees himself. Whoever is able to forgive, with forgiveness, also demonstrates self-respect, because he refuses to become the slave of the aggressor through the suffering created by him. Whoever cannot forgive the harm and humiliation suffered in his state of anger has the feeling that he labels the one who has harmed him as a villain and blames him. But in reality, it is he who falls into the captivity of fear or of hatred. Mahatma Gandhi made the following statement regarding to the loss of inner freedom. I am convinced that anyone can lose his freedom because of his own weakness. Man can free himself through forgiveness from that unseen imprisonment, which the Tibetans called emotional hell, in which beings, both perpetrators and victims, so both sides are included, because of their negative emotions, suffer in relation to one another. So forgiveness means restoring freedom, for example, purity and integrity of the soul. Forgiveness is not a casual exercise. Rather, it must be applied to a long line of events, which is why achieving forgiveness requires a great deal of soul resources. There are situations where, because of the burden of events being too great, one can no longer find resources for forgiveness from one's own strength, or when the source of the pain of the soul was lost somewhere in the darkness of time, and for this reason there is no possibility of healing. In such cases, it is worthwhile to use the Pratiloma regression technique, a technique of forgiveness, which is being used for the dissolution of negative emotions as well. Through the full application of the regression therapy, forgiveness is achieved in a real and effective way, which will have an immediate relief to the soul. When the burden past comes to an end, the charge of destiny is quicker and easier. Sorry, the change of destiny is quicker and easier, not the charge. The charge of karma probably becomes less, but the change of destiny becomes quicker and easier. Doors which were knocked on unnecessarily before forgiveness will open on their own accord, and as a result of dissolving the blockages, the person will free himself from the spider's web that he has woven for himself, simply by not forgiving. Only after the feeling of real forgiveness arises can one understand what a huge burden weighs on the shoulders of a person who cannot forgive. In the course of applying the technique, with forgiveness comes also the possibility of re-evaluating events. With the help of Pratiloma Jnana technique, the experience of life are recalled and processed, traumatic trials are given a new meaning, and then the new approach helps to draw the necessary lessons for those experiences to be integrated into the emotional world of the traveler. The traveler is the person who is doing the regression. As the next step, consciousness will set in motion the healing processes necessary for true forgiveness. This restructuring process, depending on the psyche's scheme, takes a shorter or longer time. It may also happen that after applying the technique within a few days in meditation or during sleep, fragments of memory images of the event brought to the surface might appear. In the days following the application of the technique, the pieces from the present and the past lives gradually begin to fit together like a jigsaw puzzle. When the restraining effects gradually cease, when negative emotional reactions have been exhausted, the consciousness is able to perceive the environment more clearly, and the masks that hide the pain bodies of others become more transparent, so you can detect easier in others whether they are suffering or not, and due to maybe which type of traumas, for example. Behind the aggressive tendencies, threatening tendencies, behavioral disorders, it becomes clear the feeling of being subjugated, of being damaged. This is when, once with the growth of the inner light of consciousness, forgiveness and compassion manifest spontaneously, without the slightest effort. They will come as a natural consequence of freeing yourself. In what follows, I'd like to offer some findings on the effect of forgiveness from regression experiences that the author of this book has gone through throughout his experience with patients. I would have here 8 concrete examples that I'd like to share with you. Once the trauma created by fear is dissolved, then you can experience love again. Once the trauma created by rejection are dissolved, and I think this affects many of us, including me, correct self-appraisal returns. Neutralizing the trauma that caused anger restores vitality. Traumas that create processes of consciousness once removed give way to joy of living. Traumas that create hatred once dissolved give way to compassion. Traumas that create pride once dissolved give way to humility. resolving the traumas that create sadness, which is also a quite common feeling or emotion nowadays among us, opens the way to trust. Resolving the traumas that create bitterness gives a glimpse of life's purpose. So, if you're currently confronting yourself with a situation in which it is hard for you to forgive, and you've been through, or you've been through a similar situation like Rafaela, in which forgiveness has set her free, and you'd also like to share it with us, or if you simply want to try out the Pratiloma regression method for yourself, and you want to find out more about it, please drop a line at ask@bestlife-knowledge.uk. You'll also find the email in the description of the episode. The same stands, of course, in case you have any questions. So just reach out, drop a line, and we will come back to you. I will come back to you. For now, I thank you for being with me today too. I'm looking forward to welcome you again next week for a new episode in which we will talk about... You will see it then. Let it be a surprise. Wish you a nice week ahead.